Sutton goes himself and he'll get it over the line. John Sutton has scored for South. Too big, too strong.
Hey guys, this is John Sutton and you're listening to Rabbitohs Radio.
Okay, just before we get started, I want to mention our valued sponsors, Export Freight Systems, Rise Foundation Australia, the Juniors Group of Clubs, and NG Farrow Real Estate. They're all Australian companies, so please support them.
I'm here with my co-host here, Darren Brown and Steve Maven. We've got a very, very special guest, a Rabbitohs legend, a rugby league legend. Now, there's been 9,500 people play this great game of ours. And Johnny Sutton's the only one to be a local junior, play 300 games, and also be a premiership winning captain. Welcome to Rabbitohs Radio, Johnny Sutton.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having us.
All right, mate. We're going to rip into a couple of questions here, bud.
Welcome to Rabbitohs Radio, mate. Just, we'll start off, where are you from and what was it like growing up there?
I lived at Lapa when I was young. I played for Laparoos. Started playing out there when I was 5 years old. We folded, we didn't have a team, so I moved to Kenzo and played there for 10 years straight and won 10 premierships. Yeah, so I had some good players in that team. Lead Matura and Damien Alitavio, they were killing it when I was young. And, we didn't have that much competition, I would say, but we had a great team, and to win 10 straight premierships was pretty unbelievable. But I lived at Lapa, but then I moved to Hillsdale, and when I started playing for Kenzo, I started hanging around Leighton and Damo and that, and started hanging down the beach when I was a younger fellow, and grew up surfing down the beach with the boys, and that's my two hobbies, my passion, hobbies like, playing football and surfing. So, I've had a blessed childhood, and, my parents have always been good to me, and I'm very happy the way things have turned out.
Yeah, thanks for that, mate. Yeah, I like how you make mention of your family. They're always, I know you're from a good family, and you'd be lost without them. And just other than that, is there any other interests that you can tell us about, mate?
To be honest, I just, used to love surfing and playing footy. It was pretty simple for me growing up. If I wasn't playing footy, I would be out surfing. So, I loved growing up around the beach. It's always been, great spot to grow up down Maroubra. I've made some great people and grew up some great friends. And, people are still friends with today since from a young age. So, it's been a great journey for me to be able to, stay at South and, live in Maroubra and actually, because I've grown up around here, just stay here my whole career. So I've been very blessed.
Yeah, Sut, mate, you just mentioned that you played in the mighty South Juniors and won 10 premierships in a row. You would have come across a lot of good coaches in your time. Tell us about some of the coaches that have helped you along the way. We spoke to Keith McGraw the other day, and he said he nurtured you all the way through your junior system. Mate, tell us about some of them coaches.
I've had a few over my time, but Keith and the juniors have done a great job. Really helped me develop my game over the years. Growing up in the system through the junior bunnies, Matt's, SG Ball, and Flegg. There's been a lot of people that have helped me get to where I am today, but I'd like to make special mention to probably Artie Katinas. I had him as my first division coach, and before I played first grade, and then when Paul Lamack got sacked, he got the job at first grade, and he gave me a start in first grade, which I've always been thankful for, at the time I probably wasn't ready, but the side wasn't going too well, and a few injuries and an opportunity arise, and Marty gave me a chance to play first grade, and I got to play 10 games in 2004, and we didn't win too many, but it was good to play first grade for South, and it's always something I always wanted to do, and Marty gave me that opportunity.
Yeah, he's a good man, Marty. I know him personally, and I actually played under him as well.
Yeah, so what sort of sacrifices did mum and dad, mate, to ensure that you lived out your dream as a professional athlete, mate?
Yeah, obviously, my parents have had a huge impact on my career. They've always been there. If any carnival, footy carnival, they always had, you know, gave up their time to take me there, and they invested a lot of their time in me, you know, to, you know, play rugby league. So, you know, a big part of my life, and very thankful for the way they brought me and my sister up. You know, they've been really good parents to me, and I'm a lot. So it's been you know, a great ride. You know, my mum and dad probably would like me to play footy for South forever, but you know, the body's getting on, and you know, I knew it was time to pull the pin this year. So hopefully I could just finish off and with a, you know, the rest of this season, and make him proud. So yeah,
I think you already have, mate, and you've done more than enough for the mighty Rabbitohs.
For the listeners out there, John's sisters also was a professional netball player, played for the Sydney Swifts, won back-to-back premierships there, and finished up down there at the Adelaide Thunderbirds. She's made quite a fist of it in the business world, and is doing really well with the F45 gyms down there. Now, I know you just touched on your debut a little bit earlier there, but what do you remember about that debut? 2004, round 17, against the might of the Brisbane Broncos up there, mate.
Yeah, well, it's pretty funny. I was actually talking to Wayne about this in the shed before the game. He was saying, because I'm pretty sure he was a coach for the Bronx back then. So it was. I think it was a Sunday arvo up there. It was a nice day. I remember just, you know, getting those butterflies walking into the Suncorp, and you know, I didn't know the club flew my parents up to present my jersey to me. So that was, you know, a special moment. I'll never forget. And it was a tough game. We ended up getting flogged, but you know, I managed to score a try, and which I was, you know, pretty happy about, and you know, for the Brabo handshake up. Yeah, I was, you know, just a young kid. I was just happy to be in grade, and to score a try and debut was, even though we got touched up, I was pretty happy.
Can you show me that shake now, boy?
I believe Gordon Tallis pulled you aside and had a few words for you that day. Do you remember that?
Can't remember. I remember him running over me, him and Petro. They had a really good team. Well, I remember Carl Webb scoring a try, and he steamed over Gavin Badger too. I remember that. He went flying. So
your team didn't have a lot of success in the early years of 04, 05 and 06, like you touched on before. Mate, what are your memories of those early years? I know you just said that all you wanted to do was play footy, and being a young bloke, you know, that's what gets you through, but it must have been a few tough years, not winning many games.
Yeah, obviously it was tough. You know, when I come into the side, the club wasn't really going too well. And to be honest, I was probably just happy just to be playing first grade. It's probably not the mindset you have these days, but, you know, I was just happy to be in the team and to be playing first grade, even though we weren't winning much games. Yeah, it's probably a shit mindset to have, but, you know, I was just happy to be there and be playing first grade.
That's all about learning.
Yeah, well, in 2007, under the coach Jason Taylor, you end up having a few decent, handy recruits here in Roy Asatasi and David Kidwell, some real pros in the forward pack. You qualified seventh and played your first final series, mate. What do you remember about that semi-final over there at Brookvale, bud?
That was a good experience. Obviously, you know, the first time I got into the finals. But, you know, I think that year when Roy came and Kitty came over, I think it did change the mindset of the club a bit. You know, Roy was in fantastic form. You know, he was playing really well at the Dogs, and to get a player like that to the club was, you know, really good for the club. So obviously, Kitty and Nigel Vugner, you know, older players that have been to grand finals and been in the final series, to come to the club and help us out there was, I think it was, you know, really, we're heading in a good direction.
Yeah, you could see a lot of that rubbing off on players like yourself. Now, over the next 4 years, you sort of narrowly missed the finals until enter Michael Maguire to the club, 2012. And what was that first off-season like under Madge, mate?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, before Madge got there, a few of the boys were talking about, you know, he's a tough coach and stuff like that. But, you know, I think it really set us up for the years ahead. I think, you know, you got to train hard in the pre-season, and it really sets up your year. And we did that in 2012. We had a really hard pre-season, and it was really tough, but you know, everyone ripped in, and you know, we got some results. You know, we made it to the prelim, and I think we were pretty unlucky to make it to the GF that year. But when Madge came, he really helped my game as well, and really helped me go to sort of that next level.
100%, mate. That 2012 year will be remembered by South fans for a long time. Round 19 against the arch enemies, the Roosters, down 10 points, minute 45 on the clock. You pull a rabbit out of the hat. How crazy was that game? What about that finish? Have you ever been a part of a finish like that?
That was unbelievable. You know, I still love it. I still love it today when you know, they show that game dead set probably 3-4 times a year on Fox. I love watching the replay. Yeah, obviously, you know, we had that never give up attitude, and when Adam scored, I couldn't believe it. So. I was very happy to be a part of that one.
Yeah, mate, I'll never forget it. I was in the stands that day, and
yeah, that was an awesome try. And we were sitting with the Roosters supporters, which made it even better. Now, mate, we're going to forward to the semi-final against Canberra Raiders. Now, personally, I've got my claim to fame was having a shocker for the Bunnies against the Raiders, so I've carried that baggage for a long time. And in the lead-up to that game, I was contacted by the media to talk about that, and I refused to do that because I just wanted the team and you guys to go out there and have a blinder. I was at the ground, and I really enjoyed that win, mate. Can you tell us some memories of that?
Yeah, that was a big game. I remember running out, and there was a massive crowd. Obviously, we got touched up the week before in Melbourne, so we really wanted to come out and put a big performance in. And, you know, we played really well that game. We scored some really good tries. And obviously, they came back a little bit, but, you know, I felt that game was never in doubt, and it was a good game for us, yeah.
Yeah, the following week, yous were bounced out there by the Bulldogs. So we'll fast forward to 2013, where yous had a fantastic season. Yous led nearly the whole year. And round 26, it came down to, again, the Bastards, that arch enemy, the Roosters, in front of a regular season record crowd of 59,708 supporters. And unfortunately, they knocked us off that one. But what do you remember about that one? That was an unbelievable crowd.
Yeah, that was a big game, obviously, for the minor premiership. You know, we probably didn't play our best. We probably got caught up maybe in the hype a little bit, I think. We were just off our game. We started well, but we just didn't keep the intensity for the rest of the game. And, you know, the Roosters got the better of us that day. Yeah, that final series too, I thought, you know, we really... Let it slip there. I thought, you know, we started so well against Manly in that prelim, and we just didn't go on with the job. And I thought that was a big wasted opportunity for us that year.
And that was a tough day personally for the coach. I believe on that particular day he lost one of his parents. That must have been tough for all you guys to sit back and support him in that that massive moment, mate.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, Maggie's a very tough man, and he didn't let his emotions get in within the games, and you know, full credit to him, you know, for the way he acted for that tough time. You know, it's you know, unbelievable. I wouldn't know what I'd do. You know, I lost one of my parents like that.
He would have been in a bad space, but he pulled through, mate. 2013 obviously set you up for the following year, 2014, mate. What a year! Not only did we, you know, win the premiership, our first grand final in 43 years, but on a personal note, you become the most capped player in South's history, passing Bob McCarthy. You played at the SCG, mate. What do you remember about that day?
That was a good game for us. So, you know, I think we came off three straight losses early on in the season. We were playing terrible to start the season. We won the first round, but after that we had three, you know, really bad losses, and you know, that was a big game for us to get us back on track. And you know, full credit to all the boys, we, you know, lifting that day and getting a good win. And you know, I think after that we sort of settled back into the groove a little bit, and you know, played some good footy throughout the year. You know, really set us up for the finals.
Yeah, and you just went on to qualify for the third straight year in the top four. You just come up against Manly, pretty much blew them off the park in the first half, led 22 blot, eventually went out to 40-0, let a couple of tries slip, and I think Madge tore paint off the walls there. And then 2 weeks later, you just come up against that arch enemy again. The Roosters, they're always there. always the thorn in our side. And you've got down 12-0, mate. What was going through your mind when you're down 12 blot in that game after tries to Minicello and Mitchell Pearce?
Yeah, it wasn't the start we needed. You know, they got the jump on us, and you know, I was standing there behind the second when they scored their second try, going, "Oh, not this again." But that team that year, you know, we never give up, and we just needed to complete some sets and just get in the grind of the game. And once we started to do that, things started bouncing our way. And I thought when Benny T.A. came on, T.A. came on the field, and he actually gave a penalty away. He picked up Maloney, but the intent was there. And I think off the tap put a big shot on Corden. And I think you know, everyone lifted from that moment, and it did change the game. And he scored an unbelievable try too in the second half. You know, started the second half, carried a couple over for a try. So no, it was an inspirational performance for Benny, and something that we needed at the time to lift us in the first half. And got all the boys going.
Yeah, well, Johnny, I was on the sideline that day as well, and that was one of the best things I'd ever seen in my life. I was that excited. I was running around like a bloody 10-year-old up and down the sideline, making a fool of myself, but I didn't care. When we were down, I thought we were gone. I thought it was going to be the worst day of my life, and then it turned into the best day. When you storm back into the game, what a win to beat them and get into the GF. So that was great stuff. Thanks, mate.
Mate, take us through the grand final week, mate. It's always a big build-up. Obviously, your first one, and some say, you got to lose one to win one, but not for John Sutton.
No, yeah, obviously it was a massive week. You know, Madge told us in the start, we just take it all in stride and enjoy it. And you know, we did. We enjoyed it. We you have a lot of media commitments and stuff like that. But we just made it fun through the week and enjoyed being around like each other, and enjoying training, and the weather was great that week as well, so we were just loving it, you know, going out there training and enjoying it. I don't think I surfed during that week. I was trying to not get injured. Say it off the board.
What about the open training session, mate, in front of 5,000 rampant South fans, mate?
Yeah, that was awesome. It was awesome just to, you know, run out there that arvo and see all the fans and members there, and no, it was a great week, great lead up, and obviously a great game from the boys that day.
On a personal note, it would have been pretty special, but for the club in general, first grand final they'd qualified in 43 years, and it was a bit of an arm wrestle there for 60 odd minutes until Big George just broke the game open, beating four defenders and scoring under the post. But I don't think anyone will ever forget that try that Joe I scored and did the goanna after it, mate. Thoughts on that one, mate? When he's all piled up on top of him.
Yeah, well, obviously it was a tough game. You know, the Dogs were hanging in there, and George sort of blew the game open a bit. Yeah, I think the moment when Greg scored and we all jumped on top, I remember just lying there looking up at the sky, just kind of, can't believe we've done it. And it was a great game, and it was a great day in general. So.
Well, mate, I was at that game too, one of the best days of my life again, and I was in the corner. Me and Brownie were both in the corner when GI scored and did that goanna, and yeah, mate, that was just, when we had the game won then, we just sat there and soaked up the win. It was just a really good feeling to know that we had won the comp, and we had that last 10 or 15 minutes to sit there and soak it all up and really appreciate it.
Yeah, like maybe I said, we're in that corner, and it was an unusual thing because you've done the lap of honour and you've walked around our way first, and it was unbelievable. I got to see Sut and Lottie, and I got a few mad photos with Sam. I remember Sam had his cheekbone and his medal around his chest, and I don't think he went up to anyone because he was too scared about his cheekbone. I was fortunate enough my daughter got a mad photo, and we'll post that up on our website.
With that lap of honour, I remember it was Somi, Kirisomi Ava. He grabbed the trophy and he was just started running the wrong way, so yeah. And I remember I was still trying to do an interview with Finchie, and I've looked up and all the boys are already halfway around the field, and I was like, get there. So I was pretty much rushed the first part just to catch up to him.
Can't leave the cat. Yeah, and obviously everyone went pretty mental. Myself, I was lucky enough to be in the Channel 9 box that day on the halfway line, courtesy of a friend of mine who had a business with David Gindrell. But anyway, even though he worked for the enemy, Dage, but I was pretty lucky that day. We all obviously I set my car up down there at South Juniors with a carton of beer and a few other things. But what do you remember about going back to South Juniors, mate?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome jumping off the bus and, you know, seeing how many people were there. I remember me and Sammy got the trophy and was standing up on the barricade and everyone was going mad. And no, it was just a great feeling and it was an awesome night, yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep saying that I was there, but I actually was there as well. And that was something else. That was the icing on the cake. I ended up in the function with you guys, and when I walked in, George Burgess was on the stage singing "We Are the Champions," and I'll never forget that memory. I hugged Jason Clark, and I shook all the boys' hands and Madge's hand, and I remember Kiarostami. He was in the zone by then. He took it right on, and so he should have, because he deserved it.
Yeah, that'll never be forgotten. That one. Yeah, the missus wasn't too happy with me the next day. I got home the next day, but anyway, that's another story for another day. Now, the next couple of years, he's made the finals the next year and then had a couple of fairly mediocre years, 16, 17, and the club let go of Madge, mate. How was that feeling, mate? Were you sad to see him go, Madge?
Yeah, you know, it's Madge's had a lot to do with, with my game and... you know, he made me captain and I got to lift the trophy, so I owe Madge a lot, you know, giving me the captaincy, having faith in me to do the job. So, it was sad to see him go, but, you know, it's a, you know, business thing and, you know, there's not much players can do about that sort of stuff. So we just had to get on with the job. So.
Great honour being a junior too, captain in the side. How long, chaps, you got the stats there?
Oh, he was the first South junior to captain a premiership since the 1930s. So it's phenomenal. Phenomenal achievement for a local Maroubra bloke, and I'm talking on behalf of all the boys down here, bra boys down here. We couldn't have been prouder. It was unbelievable. Now, 2018 was a pretty big year for you as well, mate. You end up reaching that massive milestone of the 300 games against the Tigers in round 19, mate. What an achievement personally. And what did that mean to the family, mate, mum and dad and your wife and the kids, mate?
Yeah, it meant a lot. To be honest, I never thought I'd ever play 300 games. I never thought I'd play 100. So to do it all at South, it's been a great run and... very special to myself and my family. My mum and dad, you know, they love South Sydney. They love me playing, and you know, every time we win, I'm sure my dad watches replay at least 5-6 times the next day. He loves it.
Legend. He's like us.
But, so do I. No, but to have, you know, my wife and my two kids with me on that day as well is very special. And you know, they've been great support for me as well, and you know, I'm obviously got only a few games left, but I'd like to be their grand final day, because you know, Ace hasn't experienced that yet. Pippi got to experience it, so I'd like to do it for him.
100%, mate. Now you're obviously happily married. Your wife Stacey and a little daughter Pippi and a son Ace. In retirement, mate, I bet you're looking forward to spend a lot more time with those guys, eh?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I'm gonna have some. Bit of time off after when the season finishes up, and you know, go on a few holidays with the family and just relax and you know, take it all in, and I'm looking forward to it.
Mate, you deserve it. Plans for next year? You know, have you got plans to coach? Is there inspiration to coach there?
I'm going to be working at the club next year. I'm not too sure exactly what I'll be doing, but I think, you know, obviously I'm going to try a couple of different things probably at the club, and, you know, coaching might be something that I like to enjoy down the line, but I'm open to doing a lot of different things at the club, and I don't want to be tied down to one thing at the moment. You know, I might do some stuff with South Cares or some stuff with the juniors, just not sure yet, but obviously just going to just keep my options open at the club, and... just see where it takes me.
Oh, that's great to hear, mate, because we need you to stay in the game and more importantly with the Rabbitohs if you can, because you've got so much to give to this club, but you've already given us so much, so thanks for that, mate. And just finally, are we going to get Wayne down to Maroubra to meet the boys anytime soon?
Yeah, we'll get him down. We'll get him down the next couple of weeks, I reckon. He talks it up on the other day at the press conference, so I know he loves... doing the coastal walk up through the headland, so we'll just get him. We'll get him down one arbor, I reckon.
Yeah, I've sent out a bit of a social media post there, and he's welcome down to the North Mirabooka Surf Riders any time. And I'm looking forward to seeing Sutto and Rennie and the boys have a few heats over the next few years, and I'm sure he's looking forward to spend a lot more time down the beach doing some surfing, mate. And thanks for joining us on behalf of all the Rabbitohs fans out there and all your former teammates. Thanks for joining us on Rabbitohs Radio.
Thanks for having us, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sutto.
Good
thanks,
on you, Sutto. Cheers, mate. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Stacey, John's wife. Look, I guess over the past 16 years of your career, I've watched you from the very beginning. You've worked your absolute ass off to get where you are. You are probably the most humble person I know, and that's what I think everyone loves about you. You're unassuming, you know, you just want to go out there and play the game. You're not fussed and all the, you know, the celebrity side of it, which is, I guess that's why you stayed at South so long, you know. the kids are, that was ace. The kids are really proud of you. You've displayed the most, amazing, hero towards our kids. We love, yeah. Oh my God, okay. And you play it with the kids, that was ace. Every week we go and watch you, and we've never ever got sick and tired of it, just because your passion for South and, you know, for the game is just so strong. We're really, really looking forward to having your home a little bit more, but we're also a little bit sad that, you know, it's a bit of an end of an era. We can't wait to watch you play your last home game on Thursday night and hopefully get to the grand final, and we'll all be there cheering on. We love you so much.
Okay, Rabbitohs Radio listeners, we've got Big Sut here, Johnny Sutton's dad, and I'm just going to ask him a few questions. Welcome to Rabbitohs Radio, John. How was John as a kid, mate?
I always thought he had a bit of talent, and played in 10 grand finals with Kensington, won 10 grand finals. Started off with La Perouse, played the first couple of years with him, was in Nappy Gray. Then he was about 6, 17, he got called up, he got the scholarship with South Sydney. But he had the good hands, you know, he always had plenty of skills. So thought he'd make South one day and probably play a game or two, but now we're 330 games later. Yeah, it's a great achievement.
Yeah, amazing achievement. He's one of our South Sydney's favourite sons, and I think he will be that for a long, long time. Now, how proud as parents were you when John made his debut in round 17, 2004, mate?
Oh, you just can't describe how proud we are. We live in Botany Road, and
take me home, Botany Road.
Exactly, mate. Yeah, it's the way it is, you know. Doesn't get any more South than that, you know. And we only ever followed, you know, when they kicked us out the comp, and that was back then. And didn't watch one first grade game, you know. We just used to watch the park footy until South got put back in. Yeah, that's how proud we are.
There you go, Rabbitohs Radio listeners. Doesn't get any more South Sydney family than that, the Suttons. Fast forward, mate, to 2014. Now, John became the first South Sydney junior and captain to lift the Premiership trophy since the 1930s, mate. How did that make you feel, you and your family, mate?
Oh, the best. It doesn't get any better than that if you're a South Sydney fan. Have your son, that achievement, having a word to describe it, mate, it was just great.
Yeah, it was a special time for the whole community and the club in general. We're very proud of him. Have you got any words for John in retirement, mate? He's announced his retirement during the week. You got any words from him?
Probably just listen to what your sister has to say. She's a really hard worker, John, and just follow her, mate. Follow her lead, and you'll do all right.
All right, thanks very much, Big Sut, for joining us on Rabbitohs Radio.
John Samesi Sutton, it's your big brother here, Rennie Matua. Just want to congratulate you on an amazing career. It's been a pleasure to share this journey with you, watching you play as a 6-7-year-old, right through to the top grade. You stayed loyal. Not many people have done that in their career. You had plenty of opportunities, but you stuck tight through the tough times, and to see you hold up that premiership in 2014 is something I'll never forget, mate. I love you. I'll always be your big brother. I'm proud of the man you've turned into. You're a great son. You're a great father and husband. And I look forward to spending the next part of our careers, or the next part of our journey together. Love you, sir.
Hey, Johnny. Nate Ford here, mate. Just wanted to say congratulations on a wonderful career. I was there when you made your debut in 04. I remember the week you got the call up when we were at training and we found out, and I remember being proud of you then. And to think now, all these years later, you've gone around for the same club and you've done it in absolute humility and style. Mate, I just want to say congratulations on a stellar career. You've been a local junior. You've taken us to a premiership, which I don't know if it's been done or if it's been done in a while by a local junior. So that's something to be very proud of. But what I could say the most, mate, is growing up down the beach, down Maroubra, seeing you come along the ranks and seeing you turn into the father that you've become. You've got a beautiful family. You love your family and your children very much, which being a family man myself brings a certain pride to me in that aspect. I just want to say enjoy these moments, mate. You deserve everything you've got, and I couldn't be prouder of you, mate. You've really made us all proud down here at the beach, and especially me as a friend. I want to wish you all the best, and I wish you the best in the future, brother. I'm very proud of you, mate.
G'day, Steve Gillis here, Johnny Sutton's agent. Very lucky to be his agent for his entire career. Low maintenance, apart from Arizona, but let's try and forget about that one. Great man, Sutto, great career, great family man, great South Sydney man. Congratulations, my friend, on a stellar career, and looking forward to the future. Nothing but good things ahead for the mighty Sut. Good on you, buddy. Catch you soon.
Keith McCraw, chairman of South Juniors, and what I consider someone who's watched John Sutton's development over his entire career, from when he first started footy, coming through the Kensington Club, where they won 10 premierships in succession, right through going into the rep program and into grade, and ultimately he's 300 games. So I've had the pleasure of watching John come through. And his development, not only his loyalty to South, but that to South Sydney Juniors. Sutto is a guy that has an approach where no bells and whistles. He'll come in, he works with the kids, be it our junior bunnies, our Matthews Cup, SG Ball. He's a great advocate for what we do here at the juniors, not only on the field but off the field. A great man to have around the club, and one that I'm very pleased to understand that he's going to be working with the Rabbitohs into the future, which is going to be invaluable to us here at South Juniors in relation to the production line that we proudly put through to South.
Hey Sutton, it's Leighton Matua here, mate. Just want to say congratulations on the career you've had. We've all been so proud of you. Been an absolute pleasure playing with you through Kenzo and South. I wish you all the best in the future. Love you, mate.
Next up, we have Mark Ellison.
Hey Suts, mate, all the best. You've been great for the club, mate. You've always given it your best shot every time you're taking the field. You're respected by your teammates and all the staff around you, mate. That's one of the biggest things you can do as a footballer. You brought a lot to our club, and some great memories for you, mate. 2014, lifting that trophy up. And who knows, you might do it again this year. Congratulations, mate.
Hey, Sutto, Dave Ferner here, mate. Just want to say a big congratulations on a tremendous career. The thing that sticks out for me in the short time that I had working with you, mate, is just how passionate you are for the club. And it's shown that you're a one club player, the passion you showed for South was just incredible, and I've been fortunate enough there and privileged to have a very, very small part involved in your career, mate. But all the best, and I know whatever you want to do after that, mate, is you've got great values, good family man, that you'll be right. Good on you, mate.
Hey Sutto, Scotty Geddes here. Congratulations, mate. Amazing career, 300 games, mate. That just blows me away to think, you know, how far you've come from that little kid that debuted back in 2004 or 5, I think it was. Mate, super proud of you, and I know that you're going to be successful no matter what you do.
Hey, Sutto, Arthur Katunis here, mate. Congratulations on a wonderful career. I'm sure your parents are very proud, as is the club. Who would have thought years ago you'd have been up there with John Sattler carrying the trophy around after a grand final win? Congratulations, mate, and good luck for the rest of your career.
My name's Damon Alitovio. I've played with Sutt since I was 5 years old, and Just want to congratulate you on your career, and hopefully we can have one more run around next year for a team. Good luck in the future, son.
My name is Scruff. Everybody knows that. But, yeah, I'm very happy and very happy to have this kid. But he's done a very good job on his career. Congratulate to him, especially his mum and dad. It's been a pleasure to have him. Thank you.
So just before you go, please remember to support our sponsors, Export Freight Systems, where they say it doesn't matter if you're a regular exporter or just beginning. We're here to help you grow. Rise Foundation Australia, and they say to reach out, speak up, educate, don't give up, burn brightly, be exceptional, rise. And the Juniors Group of Clubs, Juniors Kingsford, Juniors Maroubra, Juniors Malabar, and Juniors on the Hawkesbury. And finally, NG Farrah Real Estate. Since 1962, NG Farrah has exemplified a steadfast commitment to service, creativity, and hard work. Now, they're all Rabbitohs businesses, so please help them out. And thanks for listening.